Music has three divisions. The basic division of music, the basic part of music, is that part we call rhythm. It's the percussion part of music. It is the beat of music. It's the part that makes us tap our foot and clap our hand in rhythm to what's happening. It's the physical part of music, and it affects our physical being. It causes us to want to snap our fingers or tap our toe or get involved. It's the part that makes us want to dance, to move in rhythm to the music. Now, if that's all the music is, or if that is basically what the music is, it's wrong. It'll never accomplish its full purpose. Rock music is based on rhythm. There's nothing wrong with that. There is a place for the rock music, because it finds its fulfillment in rhythm. But if all it does is appeal to the body, as we often find at heavy metal or rock concerts, when all people can do is to move in rhythm to the music, then it's wrong. Then it misses what music should be doing. There's a second part or division of music, and that's the melody. That's the song part of music. That's the sweet tune that we pick up. It's the nostalgic part. It's the kind we can hum or whistle or sing along to. It appeals to the soul. In fact, it is the soul of music. And there's a place for melody. There's a place for the sweetness. There's a place for the song. But if that's all the music is, if the music is nothing more than the song or the melody, then it does not fulfill its purpose any more than the rhythm fulfills its purpose. There are a lot of songs that are written which are soulish songs. We have a lot of Christian songs which are soulish in nature. All they do is appeal to the soul. They're not wrong, they just don't accomplish anything. That's all. They just appeal to that aspect of it. But there is a third part of music, which, if placed with the other two parts, brings that music into total fulfillment, and it's called harmony. Music is rhythm, it is melody, and it is harmony. Now, a lot of music today doesn't have any harmony. In fact, it is basically disharmonic. It's designed so it will not have harmony. And the reason for that is it's ungodly. Because harmony is the godly part of music. Harmony is the part that is most like God, because God is harmony. God is so much in harmony. He's so harmonic. He's so symphonic that we can't divide Him. God is plural. And yet the Scriptures say the Lord our God is one. He is one, and yet He is three. He is Father, He is Son, He is Holy Spirit. But He is so much in harmony with Himself that we can't separate that. And that's the part in music that is the spirit of music. Now, for music to be total and to minister to us in its totality, it has to have all three of those. It needs to have rhythm, it needs to have melody, and it needs to have harmony. It needs to have body, it needs to have soul, it needs to have spirit. And what we heard just a few minutes ago was a beautiful combination of those three things. Not only that, but it was performed by the greatest musical instrument that God has ever created, the human voice. See, there's nothing that matches the human voice. The closest we come to it is the violin, or maybe the clarinet, because it can go across the scale. The piano keyboard can't do it, because the piano keyboard moves from one note to another. But the human voice can move. It can slide up and down the scale, and it can slide in harmony with the other human voices. So, as we heard this morning, you couldn't really tell one voice from the other at the places to where they were in the greatest of harmony. And that pleases God, because God is like that. That's what He wants the body of Christ to be like. He wants the body of Christ to be in harmony with each other. Now, that's not unison. There's a difference in singing in unison where everybody is singing the same note. In harmony, everybody sings a different note, but you can't separate them from each other. because they blend together. They give to one another. No voice outstands the other.